Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Joining us here on the phone is Karen Hibbard. She's the director of the Manhattan Convention and Visitors Bureau. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. I am happy to be with you today, and happy June.
Happy June. Yes, it's a good time of year. My favorite time of year, actually, because I love May, June, that weather. It's just starting to heat up a little bit. It's not too bad, although this week's been a little hot. But this is usually an optimistic time of year for folks because this is a time of year when you get out and you travel.
That's exactly right. And Brandon, I believe that we are beginning to see that as Manhattan, Kansas, and as the state of Kansas begins to open up. I want to remind our visitors to still be very cognizant of how communities are opening up. And we want to make sure that as we open up, we open safely. And so keep your mask handy so that you have that when you go into businesses. And remember to social distance. But we also encourage people that as we open up, we really want you to open up and enjoy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you know, we're seeing more places starting to come back online here. And I know the Sunset Zoo's working on stuff, the Discovery Center, and all those places that people come to Manhattan for. Is that encouraging to you?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we certainly have not been alone. It hasn't been that it's just Manhattan that people aren't visiting. It's all over. But what we are really beginning to see this weekend, the Central Links Golf competition is going to be taking place at Colbert Hills. That's going to be bringing in about 98 participants. So if you are a golfer or interested in golf, Colbert Hills will be having a golf tournament that's going on this weekend. And we see that as a real opportunity for folks to be able to get out and enjoy. And we also are very pleased that MSP Baseball will be holding a baseball tournament out at Annenberg next weekend, and that'll be bringing in about 40 teams that will be coming in to play. And again, slowly as people come back in to enjoy the great outdoors, getting exercise, enjoying that sport competition, as those planners and organizers are working together with those facilities in order to provide a safe environment for folks. We're very excited about seeing that turn up.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously, a big part of any Convention and Visitors Bureau organization is getting those tournaments, getting that those economic sales tax dollars generated here. Conferences, I know, play a big part of that. And we're going to talk a little bit here about a national survey, correct?
Sure. Yes, exactly. We are. And our conferences, they're slowly beginning to come back. We're going to see them beginning to return to Manhattan at the end of July. More will be coming in August. Again, I think that it's very interesting that folks have had the ability to meet virtually, but they're tired of that. And we've had the opportunity, as our sales team has been working throughout this time of sheltering in with our meeting planners and visiting with them about still having Manhattan as their place to meet. Meeting planners really depend on the Convention and Visitors Bureau to provide that destination expertise. And there was a planner survey that was conducted by Connect. And their results of that survey really mirror what our sales team also has been finding, that as they, as our sales team reaches out to those meeting planners are really wanting to know what there is to do in Manhattan, what their meeting offerings are, so that destination expertise, that knowledge that we have. They also, meeting planners are also wanting to know what our city is doing in order to provide safety. Are our hotels safe and clean prior to folks coming in? What are those measures? What are those changes that are being made? Certainly, continental breakfasts, those have been changed. a buffet line, those are being changed. Those kinds of things that make a meeting go, how does a meeting planner assure their attendees that they will have the opportunity to have a safe meeting? It's very interesting in this planner survey, and we experienced that here in Manhattan, about meetings that were postponed. About 85% of meetings have been postponed, but rescheduled for later in 21 or later in 20. We see not only in Manhattan, Kansas, but nationally, that planners anticipate that they will begin to travel again in August. And as I mentioned earlier, we're going to begin to see an uptick with meetings in August here in Manhattan. And so we anticipate that being the trend not only here in Manhattan, but also nationally as well.
Well,
meeting planners really look forward to looking for a request for proposal. Normally, those happen in this time of year, but we will see that those being signed a little bit later, those contracts being signed a little bit later for people to be able to hold those meetings. I think it's very interesting. We talked just a little bit about virtual meetings, and we have. I'm sure that not only you, Brandon, I know I have been, and as well as our listeners, have all had that opportunity to be a part of a virtual Zoom meeting. And people are definitely okay with them for now, but they are really looking forward to being back to meeting face-to-face. And so I think as we can be able to assure people that their environment that they'll be meeting in is safe, people definitely will be choosing to travel in order to meet face-to-face.
You know, one question that comes to mind here, and we heard some of this going on during the pandemic, some of the big tech companies like, you know, Facebook, Google, or had been saying that they could have their employees basically work virtually from here on out, and it makes things a little easier. Is there any worry that you know, more companies will just want to take meetings virtually here? Or do you seem pretty convinced here that the people want to have that face-to-face interaction and kind of like that style of meeting?
Sure, and I'm going to again refer to the planner survey that conducted, and I think it's very interesting and very telling. The question was asked in regards to virtual meetings and events, which best applies to you? And 62% of the respondents said they're planning on incorporating them, a virtual event or a virtual meeting this year. Then the next question was asked of how do you feel about virtual meetings? 52% of the respondents said, I'm okay with them for now. We interpret that as, yeah, we're okay with that, but there's still something about seeing someone, meeting with someone, understanding and communicating with someone face-to-face. And so, again, I think that the ability for us to meet virtually is great, because that means business doesn't stop, knowledge doesn't stop, the opportunity to move forward doesn't stop. But there will be a time when, again, meeting face-to-face will happen once again. And so I think meetings will tweak, just as we've heard this often, that before 9/11, we certainly went to an airport and traveled differently than we do now. And I think it will be interesting to see, as we make those changes to protect ourselves from one another, it will be interesting to see how those changes are implemented into meetings along the way.
All right. Yeah, I agree totally. And I know there's some other things that are in the works right now. As I understand, you're working on a fun activity with Dave Lewis.
Oh, absolutely. And certainly we have wanted to be very cognizant of our messaging as we have talked with people about coming to Manhattan, what you can see, do, experience. And so many of our venues have been closed due to COVID. But we also have seen during this time that people have really depended on our website and our social media app opportunities. And so we are about to unveil a bingo game every Monday night at 7 p.m. It'll be a virtual bingo opportunity where you're going to have that opportunity to have a deeper understanding of Manhattan's attractions, restaurants, and landmarks. And those, our listeners know that Dave makes things fun. And so we have partnered with Dave with providing some fun facts about Manhattan. And then each night, there will be two winners that will receive a $25 gift card if they are fortunate enough to be a bingo winner. So stay tuned to that. Pay attention to visitmanhattanks.org. And again, for the next 8 weeks, we're planning on doing this bingo game. So we're really looking forward to that. Pay attention to our website, visitmanhattanks.org, and we look forward to seeing folks every Monday night at 7 p.m.
All right, that's cool. That's some very innovative work being done behind the scenes, and good to hear.
Yes, absolutely.
As far as hotel occupancy, do you have some updates on that?
I do, and I wish that I could be a bit more cheerier with that, but obviously we pay attention to the STAR report, the Smith Travel Research report. We still have a couple of hotels that are closed. And again, as consumer confidence comes back with the traveler being eager to travel, we will see those properties open back up. But until then, I just wanted to share with our listeners that throughout the month of May, we've been hovering in the high 20%, 28. First week of May, our occupancy was 28%. Then we bumped to 29.9%. The third week, we were 31.4%. And then last week, which was reflective of the Labor Day weekend, we were at 27.8%. And so that's so much lower than what we normally were running. A typical year, we'd be anywhere from 70 to 75% full on a week-to-week basis. Obviously, this last week, we would have been welcoming the Kansas FFA convention. They held their convention virtually, but that meant that there weren't blue jackets that were throughout our community on the KSU campus or staying in our hotels. And so, again, going back to what we just have talked about with virtual meetings versus in-person meetings, we look forward to that opportunity to host once again. So we slowly will improve. I look forward to being able to talk to you in July to be able to hopefully give you a positive report as to how we see people coming back to enjoy their time in Manhattan.
Absolutely. I think we're going to turn a corner here in the summer, and I'm optimistic. I first time I've said that in a while, but I really do feel like things are going to improve soon.
I agree with that. And Brandon, I would be remiss to again extend a happy birthday to K-Man. I really, really thank you for 70 years of keeping the region informed. Just means a lot to know that we have a radio station that does its best to keep Manhattanites up to date, whether it is with what is happening or sports that we're listening to or activities that are going on, special events that are happening in Manhattan. Happy birthday to you and the entire team at K-Man for 70 years of keeping us updated on Manhattan happenings.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Karen, and we'll talk to you again next month.
All right. Thanks so much, Brandon.